The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics. It's time for the Recruiting Roundup, your A to Z guide for Michigan football and basketball recruiting. Here's Sam Webb.
Well, we will get to Sam Webb in just a moment for the Recruiting Roundup here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTK.com. The Recruiting Roundup is brought to you by our legal insider, Joe Simon. He is there when you need him, one of the top 100 defense attorneys, criminal defense attorneys in the entire United States. Joe Simon can handle all of your criminal defense attorney needs. Nothing too big, nothing too small. You can find him at themichigandefenders.com. That is themichigandefenders.com. You can also find him here on the airways once a month. And we're going to have him later on. The last Friday was the 28th, I think, is the last Friday of the month. We're going to have him on in the studio that morning, talking some legal defense stuff, some Michigan football stuff as well. And you'll also be able to find them inside the Go Labatt Blue Victors Lounge every Saturday morning before Michigan home games right here. Or Saturday. I can't say mornings because, you know, the first game will be there in the afternoon. But every Saturday for the home games for the Key Bank Countdown kickoff live from the Go Labatt Blue Victors Lounge right here on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, The Ticket. For this installment of the Recruiting Roundup, we have a one-on-one conversation at Sam Webb one-on-one with 2021 LaGrange, Illinois Nazareth Academy defensive lineman Ryan Keeler. He is a teammate and best friends with Michigan's 2021 quarterback commit J.J. McCarthy. Keeler was offered last month. He camped at Michigan on Monday. Sam Webb had a chance to have a conversation with him one-on-one. So here is Sam Webb one-on-one with Ryan Keeler.
Sam Webb here with the man of the hour, Nazareth Academy, defensive lineman, been making a lot of waves, various camps already this summer, Ryan Keeler. So first things first, Ryan, just tell me your first experience at Michigan. What did you think?
I just went to Michigan and just got back. We went on a tour of the facilities. It's state of the art. They got everything you need and more. And I went through the camp and got some work in with Coach Nua. He's a great guy, knows his stuff, all the good stuff.
So we talked last week, and you said that, you know, it's like a blur. Everything has kind of happened so quickly. By the time you got to the camp over at Grand Valley, it seemed like you had kind of settled in. You weren't intimidated at all by all the coaches that were there. You dominated the competition that day. How did you do against the competition at Michigan today?
I did good against competition today. I've been working at it for a while, so it's just second nature to me. Just do what I got to do and handle it.
So what do you attribute it to? Do you feel like you're just bigger and stronger than the guys you're facing? Do you feel like it's the technique work that you out-technique guys? What do you think the advantage you have over most of the guys you've been facing?
I'm a smart player. Like, I know what I should do to beat them. I out-technique them. And I'm also, like, very big and strong, so I could do whatever I want to beat you.
So how about this? Let's look at it from a different angle. What do you think you need to improve on? I mean, every guy has some things, and you still have a couple of years of high school left. What are the aspects of your game that you feel like you need to improve upon to take your game to the next level?
My pad level is the biggest thing. I play a little high sometimes. And also my speed, I got to get that up.
Mm-hmm. So one of the big ways in which you can really improve, iron sharpens iron, right? So do you go against your brother a lot? I mean, kind of, how does that go? Or do you kind of avoid going against him?
I used to go against him, like, all the time. And it's good for me because it's good for him, good for me. And we've just been doing stuff for a while together, so we both improve each other.
All right. So your first real opportunity to spend a great deal of time with Sean Nua. I know he saw you at the Grand Valley camp. You know, obviously, they really liked you because they wanted you to come right back up to Michigan and come to their camp. But you got a chance to work up close and personally. What did you think of Coach Nua?
I mean, Coach Nua, he's my man. He's a great guy. He knows all the stuff really well. He is a good teacher, and he just, like, likes how I work. He's just a great all-around coach.
You get a chance to spend much time with any of the other coaches today, or was it mostly Coach Nua?
I talked to Coach Moore for a while and also Coach Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. He was watching me work and give me some feedback and tips.
All right, so Coach Moore obviously is the guy recruiting your area. Give me your thoughts on Coach Moore and how you've maybe connected with him so far.
Coach Moore is really cool. I talk to him like he's my friend, you know, just have a great relationship going, and he's a cool guy.
All right, and then Coach Harbaugh, I know you saw, again, another coach you saw at Grand Valley, but now you're on his turf. You get a chance to be one-on-one with him some. What did you think of Coach Harbaugh?
At first, like, I was really intimidated. Like, he's the head coach of a big-time program that's very successful. But when I got to talking to him, he's just down-to-earth, like a regular person.
Yeah, and so they got you to come back. I mean, you were just up here last week. What did they think of you coming, turning around, and coming right back up to Michigan? Did they say anything about that to you at all?
They really appreciated it. They said we're really glad you came down, and I know you enjoyed it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. So now that you have seen Michigan, I mean, it was one thing for you to get the offer. You said it was one of those things that kind of stood out in your recruitment. I know it's still early. You aren't ready to make any decisions, but you said it really hit you when you got the Michigan offer. Now that you've been there, did it live up to your expectations? Did it surpass them? What did you think? What does it do for Michigan on your list, if anything?
I surpassed my expectations. I saw the facilities, the weight room, the stadium, everything they have, and it was just crazy.
How does it compare? I know you've maybe seen some other campuses, some other schools. How does Michigan compare to the other places you've seen so far?
Out of all the schools I've been to so far, Michigan is definitely the best I've seen through the family atmosphere, the facilities, the people there, just everything.
All right, and so now, as you said before, you go back and you start looking at other schools and whatnot, kind of going through your recruitment, but you got an old buddy, old pal, that's working you day in and day out for Michigan. Or has he lightened up a bit? Of course, I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy, future Michigan quarterback, recruiting everyone and everyone on Michigan's board. You said he had been recruiting you hard. Has he laid off?
He's blowing up my phone as we speak right now. He texts me, how did it go? Did you talk to the coaches? Did you enjoy it? Did you commit? When are you gonna commit? All stuff like that.
So you obviously know him on a much different level than folks in that follow the Michigan program who are just getting to know him. What makes JJ such a great teammate? We'll talk about the player later. What makes him such a great teammate?
He's a good leader. He doesn't act like he's bigger than everyone. He can relate to everybody. He's just all around good leader.
Did you guys anticipate with him taking the helm, as a sophomore? Did you feel like, we're going all the way? Or was it one of those things you realized as you got going, this dude is on a different level?
I kind of knew he was like that since, I've been playing with him since 8th grade. And in 8th grade, when he threw the ball 65 yards down the field, I always knew he was really good.
All right.
Special player.
All right, so, you talked about what made him such a great teammate. Tell me about his game. I mean, you see him all the time. You said he could throw 65 yards in the 8th grade, but he obviously is doing more than just winging it down the football field. What makes him so special?
He could do everything. He's really smart. He can run. He can throw on the run. He has good pocket presence. He can roll out. There's just nothing he can't do.
All right. And now it feels like you guys over at Naz, you're getting even more talent. More guys want to play with you guys. So you got a bullseye on your back too, but it feels like you're a more talented team. Kind of tell me about the expectations heading into next season.
We fully expect to go to state and win state next year. We have all the talent to do so there's no excuse.
And what about you, Ryan? It's different. It's going to be different for you now, too. Everyone knows who you are now. You're going to have a bullseye on your back. They're going to be like, hey, we got to get that guy. We got to double team that guy. Have you started to notice that at camps? Or is that something that you're just kind of readying yourself for as you get ready for the season?
I've always noticed that, and one of the things that I was talking to a coach at the camp, and they told me when they were at Cardinal Ritter School, we'll play them week one, that they've been watching film on me since January, but I'll be ready for them.
All right, and so a few tough questions before we let you go. So recruiting, as I said before, now you've been out to some more visits, you've been to Michigan. Do you have kind of a timeline for how you'd like this to play out, for when you would like to narrow your list down, when you'd like to make a decision?
I'm not really sure when I want to narrow my list down, but I'm thinking about committing before my senior season.
Mm-hmm. And when you do that, I know we kind of touched on this before, but again, criteria kind of shifts and changes and evolves as you see places. So now that you've seen a few places, what do you think the biggest factors in your decision are going to be?
The number one biggest factor is the fit, like how I can fit in with the players and the coaching staff and just like the locker room. I want to be able to bond with the teammates I'm going to spend 4 to 5 years with and play in the field so I can know I feel good with them.
Okay. And clearly your stock is on the rise. I'm sure you're hearing from more schools. Are there schools that you're hearing from now that you feel like are on the cusp or on the verge of extending you an offer?
There are a few schools that are on the verge of extending me an offer.
Who would those schools be?
Florida State is one of them that I've been talking with closely, and Northwestern.
All right. And the toughest question. So let's pretend you're a writer for 24/7, and you got crystal ball responsibilities, and you got a crystal ball Ryan Keeler. Who would you crystal ball him to?
I don't know. I just put the question mark in.
Skilled answer. Very skilled answer there. You obviously have been prepared for that kind of thing, but who are some of the other schools that you're very high on at this point? How about that?
I've been talking with Iowa a lot. I was O-line, D-line, U. They're a great school. I've been just all the other schools. Boston College is also really, I like them a lot.
All right, Ryan, thanks a lot for your time, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you.
2021 defensive tackle prospect from Illinois, Ryan Keeler with Sam Webb. And appreciate him joining us here on the show. I'm going to step aside, take a break. On the other side, top dog of the week here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor Accumulus Station.